If there's one thing we're learning about U.S.-Chinese relations these days, it's that nothing, and I mean nothing, is immune from international politics. Not basketball, not fashion, and not cute animated movies. The World's Sarah Birnbaum reports.
DreamWorks' new movie, Abominable, is about a teenage girl in Shanghai who discovers an abominable snowman living on the roof of her apartment building.
There's a Yeti on my roof.
So she and two friends embark on a magical journey through China to reunite the Yeti and his family in the Himalayas. Sounds innocuous enough, right? Well, except there's this one part, and you can actually see it in the trailer, where the main character Yi is hanging out in a fort on her roof, and she has a map of Asia up on her wall. But it's not just any map of Asia. It's a map that shows the so-called nine-dash line encircling most of the waters surrounding Southeast Asia. It's the map the Chinese government wants people to see. It makes it look like those waters belong to China, a claim not recognized by China's neighbors or the international community. Now, here's the thing. This isn't just a map that someone filmed. This film is animated. It's completely drawn from scratch. There was a conscious decision to draw this map into the movie. And Vietnam, one of the countries with the claim on the territory, took it as a slap in the face. So Vietnam pulled Abominable from theaters. So how did this happen? Abominable is a co-production of DreamWorks Animation here in the U.S. and Pearl Studio, based in China. Director Jill Colton, who's American, touted this collaboration at the Toronto Film Festival.
Pearl Studios is really committed, and we all actually have felt the support from them, helping us all along the way. They work with us every day. They have a team of artists over in Shanghai, and I think you're going to really feel the authenticness of this.
And the film has gotten a lot of praise for focusing on a Chinese family and for casting Chinese-American voice actors. But it clearly came with a cost, and it's not an isolated incident.
There is now an increased intervention by Chinese films with U.S. films working together, where China kind of pushes its messages into these films.
That's Carrie Allen, who follows the Chinese film industry for the BBC. She says that since the Chinese market is huge, China has enormous influence over how it's portrayed in American films.
So we have seen back in July the new version of Top Gun that's coming out. The trailers were released. And something tiny and very innocuous, the jacket that was worn by the lead character Maverick previously had a Taiwanese flag and a Japanese flag on the back. But in the remake, these have been removed, and this is partly because they're sensitive to China.
As for Abominable, other countries are weighing whether to follow Vietnam's lead and ban the film or even edit it. DreamWorks Animation and Pearl Studio aren't commenting. For The World, I'm Sarah Birnbaum.